Live from the heart of this great country of ours, I'm Steve Gruber, ready to deliver an inclusive and diverse discussion on the most important topics of the day, giving you better analysis than anyone else, better insight, better investigative questions. You'll see it right here. We're going to shine a spotlight on these cockroaches inside the swamp, deliver truth and justice whenever we can. All right, so here are three big things you need to know to start your day. Number one, Tony Fauci said in a PBS documentary that he had to break Republicans on the vaccine to get the pandemic under control. Break Republicans. Totally political, Tony. Number two, a shocking revelation. The Biden administration trying to quietly bail out Moderna. No, I'm serious. And number three, the walls are closing in on Donald Trump. This time they've really got him. How many times do we have to hear that before we are totally immune? I mean, the Democrats really are looking a lot like Charlie Brown as Lucy pulls the football away again. Another day. No indictment of Donald Trump. Can you imagine what it's like today inside MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times? Do you think Joe and Mika are sobbing in the green room, consoling each other? These outlets have spent the entire week drooling at the idea of Donald Trump being arrested. They dreamed of the mugshot to plaster all over social media. Oh, the parties they were going to hold. Oh, and the perp walk. The perp walk. That would be a divine payoff for all the misery going all the way back to Hillary Clinton's victory party that turned into a funeral dirge. By God, this time they had him for sure. They went on and on about how his former attorney Michael Cohen and a B-list porn actress were going to be the downfall of the former president. They could enjoy a huge measure of Trump derangement syndrome. They could see him in handcuffs and play it over and over again. But none of it happened. Again. Once again, Charlie Brown went running up to the football, dreaming of kicking the game-winning field goal faster and faster until suddenly he hit nothing but air, a complete whiff, and he comes crashing back to earth on his back, all of the wind knocked out of him. Good morning, Democrats. The long faces, the smeared makeup inside the former newsrooms and cable TV that long ago traded in their credibility for tickets to Democrat cocktail parties. Silent, shell-shocked again as once again, they get to feast on a big, fat, nothing burger. Once again, Teflon Don flies away. This time, the Manhattan DA, some political hack by the name Alvin Bragg, thought he could turn a non-disclosure payment to Stormy Daniels into a misdemeanor, even though the statute of limitations ran out at least 4 years ago. And then he was going to parlay that bogus charge into a federal campaign violation and make that a felony, and voila. He would be the hero the left had been praying for. Even though they don't really pray anymore. They would erect statues to Alvin Bragg to replace the awful Republican villains like Abe Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt they had torn down in pursuit of perfect wokeness. They would celebrate his name in history books, except there was no crime and everyone knew it. Even liberals knew it. Real liberals, not the Molotov cocktail-throwing criminals that call themselves liberals these days, but the actual liberals, right? The real ones. That know that hunting down your political opponents using the intelligence community and twisting the law to destroy them is wrong and always will be. They knew that this case was a stone-cold loser. Alan Dershowitz told me earlier this week that very thing and said this kind of political prosecution and persecution has no place in America. Listen to this.
You target somebody and then you figure out if you can find a crime against them. It's Stalin and Lavrenti Beria, the head of the KGB, who said to Stalin, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. That's not the American way.
Well, and here's the problem, Professor. We've been shown the man. They've tried to find the crime and show us the crime over and over again. Russian hacking, the dossier. They impeached him after he left office, which is not what the impeachment is about in the Constitution of the United States, the way I read the document. And so we've shown them the man. They can't find the crime, sir. That's the problem.
That's right. It's different from Al Capone. Al Capone, they were searching for a crime because they knew they couldn't get him on murder. So they indicted him for an income tax violation. But he really did violate income tax laws. He didn't report his illegal earnings. Not in this case. In this case, they have searched. They have worked. They have dug. And they produced a mouse named Mickey. It's a Mickey Mouse prosecution. And it's just not worthy of America. It's not a righteous prosecution. It will form a terrible precedent. I guarantee you that future presidential candidates will be targeted as well. And remember, the big sin here is not going after a former president. That's big enough as a sin. It's going after a man who's now running against the incumbents to be president. And in order to prosecute somebody like that, if you're from the opposing party, you better have a videotape. You better have a confession. You better have better witnesses than Cohen and Stormy Daniels and some of the other people who are going to be testifying against them.
Now, what they're doing here, sir, they're using the weight of the law to destroy their number one political opponent. That's what they're doing, isn't it?
Of course. Of course. And every civil libertarian should be opposed to it. But most people on the left, the woke people who have no longer a status as civil libertarians, they only care about woke and progressive culture, are cheering this on. They're cheering this on. They're forgetting the history. They're forgetting McCarthyism. They're forgetting that in the Deep South, when I was working as a civil rights supporter, they used to go after civil rights activists, find anything they could, any little technical violation, and throw them in jail. They did that to Martin Luther King. They did that to so many others. And we civil libertarians strongly opposed it. Today, some of these same people are strongly favorable to targeting Donald Trump in the way the civil rights workers were targeted in the 1950s and 60s.
How did we get here? And it's a serious question. How did we get here? Because from the time you were a young man and a young attorney, you believed in the freedom of speech. You believed in the discourse, the vigorous discourse and different ideas. Your ideas were supposed to win. But today, the liberals, if you will, the new liberals, want to silence anybody that doesn't agree with them. If you don't pass the litmus test, you're silenced, you're deplatformed, you're canceled. And then you attack political opponents using the full weight of the state's machinery to grind people up and destroy them. This is not America, right?
No. Glad you used the term old liberal. I'm a liberal. I have never changed my liberalism. I believe what I believed in the 1950s when I fought McCarthyism. I believe what I believed in the 60s and 70s when I defended people who are Vietnam protesters. But the world has changed around me, and there are not too many Democrats who are left standing as genuine, true civil libertarians who will defend the rights of people they vote against. I vote against Trump, but I defend his rights under the Constitution. And I defend my own rights. I want to have the right to vote against him for the third time. And you should have the right, or anybody else, to vote for him for the third time. That's every American's right. And no district attorney should be able to take it away by making up a false crime. That's what's going on here. This is the most serious breach of law by a prosecutor in the 60 years that I've been practicing criminal law.
And as much as you may like or dislike Alan Dershowitz, at least he's honest. He says he'll never vote for Donald Trump. Never. But this kind of prosecution should never happen. It was bogus. We're going to dig deeper after the break because it was bogus. And once again, the bitterness is setting in. Ah, somebody's upset. I can smell it in the air. No perp walk. No mugshot. No more Kleenex. Well, whatever are we going to do? We're going to continue on the Steve Gruber Show. That's what we're going to do right after the break.
All the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, aka DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys. Did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.